You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we have Jessica with us.
Jessica Bork.
Jessica is here. She's going to be talking about a drive for the food bank. And could you tell us about the event, Jessica?
Well, it'll be happening on the 23rd of April, just downtown Lenoxville, in the parking lot for the Desjardins and the Provigo, and at the L'Espace Saint-Nom, which is a little community space that we have here in Lenoxville. So the goal is to gather as much food as possible to donate to the food bank in Sherbrooke. The
Salvation Army
Salvation
food bank?
Salvation Army. Okay. We'll be picking it up.
You said it's a regular event. There's going to be clowns and face painting
exactly.
And stuff.
To make it really fun for all the families to participate, everybody that's going to be gathering the food and promoting the food drive at Provigo will all be dressed up as clowns. And at the L'Espace Saint-Nom, we're going to have some makeup artists taking care of the children. There's also going to be a salad bar, and everybody that gives a donation is going to receive a 50% off for a show that we're going to have at night at the Duplessis Gré en Famille, which is giving almost a free show to help pick up some money to pay all the artists, the clowns, the makeup artists from the day, and all the food is going to the food bank.
I say that sounds really great. So it's totally non-profit. And is this the first year you've done this, Jessica?
It's the first year that I do a food drive. In the past, okay. I've done other events in parks in Sherbrooke where I gather school supplies.
Okay.
Lately I've been to the food bank with some friends, and it was really sad to see that the food banks are really getting empty. And we think a lot about the food banks when it's Christmas time, but there's a lot of families in Sherbrooke that are hungry all year long. And I think we could all do something fun at the office or with our family and make sure that 2-3 times a year we think about dropping off some food at the food bank. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm obviously going a little bit overboard, making it fun with all the clowns. Mm-hmm. But it was exactly, that was my reason. The reason was to make a statement and show everybody that it can be really simple to get together and gather some food.
Oh, it's really important, the food banks, and I don't think a lot of people really think about that. I mean, at Christmas time, you're right, everybody's giving to the food banks, there's boxes in the grocery stores, but this is something that's needed all year round.
Absolutely. There's hundreds of families who go to the food bank every week.
Every week,
okay.
And
we only have about 2 food banks who are actively working to try to feed the families who are having a hard time.
Okay. How do you qualify for a food bank? Do you have to have so much income or be a single parent or all the above?
The family standard can be different, but they definitely, you know, talk with you, see what your revenue is coming from, see why you're having a hard time.
Okay.
They can offer you some counseling to help you do your budget if it's a problem about budgeting. They always try to invest time with you to try to see it, to get your situation better. But, you know, for any mom that decides to be a house mom and take care of her kids, well, she gets the same check as everybody else, and that's not a lot of money.
Okay.
So there's no way that somebody who doesn't have work insurance or is not working can eat every day properly if they're on welfare.
Okay, so certainly a big need for this. Lots of single parents out there, lots of people out of work. And that's very interesting, too, because you tell me that you just can't come off the street and go to the food bank. You have to have some counseling. There's an interview to make sure that
there
you really need it.
There is the Salvation Army, though, a program that is done for people who are on the street.
Okay.
They can come. They just get... They'll receive food the first time, and then they'll give them a few goals before they come back. But nobody will be refused unless there's no more food.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I was there, they usually get to give out about, I'd say, 60 baskets of food.
Okay.
That's once every 3 months that a family's allowed to go. It's not every week. It's not every 2 days. It's once every 3 months. And that day, there was only 15 baskets that were given out because there wasn't enough food in the food bank.
Okay, definitely a need. Now, this event comes up on the 23rd of April. And again, where is it?
It's during lunchtime, so 11 till 3.
Okay.
The clowns will be in the parking lot at Provigo, and the gathering of the food is going to be done in the parking lot at Desjardins, Lenoxville.
Okay. And you're looking for people to bring donations of food and cash too, or?
If they give cash, it's to support the clowns, the artists, and the makeup artists.
Mm-hmm.
And the food goes to the food bank. So if they'd like to make a donation of money for the artist, that's okay. But the food is for the food bank.
Okay. And any particular types of food, non-perishables, I guess, canned goods, anything in particular?
I think once upon a time we thought that only cans were a good thing for the food banks, but really they have they're well equipped with fridges and freezers.
Okay.
And for years, families that would go to the food bank would only receive canned food.
Right.
And now with all their fridges and everything else that they need to conserve the food, we can easily give eggs and milk and other kinds of food, and they're going to gather it the same day at 3 o'clock to make sure nothing gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, some of the families can receive fresh food and milk and yogurt and other products that we rarely see in the food banks.
Okay, that's a really important aspect to note too, because I think that most people have it in their head, just canned goods and non-perishables and box goods. Okay, now you're talking about the show. This is Reggae in Sky Gypsy Night, and where is that going to be held? Duplessis Cafe?
Wonderful. There's seven of them in the band, and they're really doing this out of their heart. They're worth seven times the price that they actually charged us. They're only charging us for transportation to get here and everything they need. It's going to happen at the Duplessis, which is a little bar on Dufferin Street.
Okay.
And, we got the address here, 256 Dufferin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice, charming place. And if you give a donation in the daytime, you get 50% off for the nighttime show. And seriously, it's good for everybody. It's not about being young or old. It's one of those just great musics that makes everybody happy.
Okay, so but I would imagine you have to be 18 and over, I guess, yeah?
You kind of have to be 18 and over, though.
Okay, so if you give during the day now, can you just go to the show and maybe give there, too? Or?
Yeah, well, if you just come to the show, then you give you'll pay your entrance full price, and the money will go to support all the clowns and the people who've been the makeup artists and the music artists. So you're doing your share, that's for sure. Nighttime's a good choice too.
Okay, that's great. So anything else you'd like to add before we go, Jessica?
Hope to see a lot of you guys there.
Okay, well, thanks very much for informing us about this really important aspect in our community.
Thank you.